after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
I tried to drink it away. I tried to put one in the air. I try to dance it away. Alright, I'm being dummy and petty, y'all. It is. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy Steady J is yet another beautiful Talk to Me Tuesday. Or as I like to be petty on this day and go, Talk to Me Tuesday. So yes. This is a day where mainly yours truly and or girl or T should be checking in the moment. Me and T hold it down on the show. So yes, in today's show, it's short and sweet. We're gonna have a short and sweet show. So what you guys look forward to? T segment. We have her weekly segment on the Tuesday show, which is Oh So Pet T. And then also we do a segment every day called The Six. So stay tuned for what we got for The Six today. You don't want to miss it. You know, we've been doing a lot of Thanksgiving themed ones. And trust me, it's gonna be interesting, man. We got some interesting ones coming. Trust me. All right, so some things I wanna go ahead and get off my chest. Why, you know, in this early part of the show, I want to go ahead and just talk about not necessarily some bad stuff, but just dwelling on the week and the rest of the year going by, man. You know, today is the 14th of November, and so we're about halfway through the month, and it's dope because, man, you know, we really just got, so this means we got about a month and a half left to go in the year. And we gotta go as hard as possible, man. Make this time count. Like, a lot of you wanna wait till the new year to make all these changes or whatnot. F waiting for the new year, man. Get a head start and start doing stuff now. So yeah, do it. Also, with that being said as well, y'all know that means we have our season finale coming up. And then, you know, y'all know how we do it. Then we gear back up again leading into the new season. So, yeah, so this year's season finale will be, last show will be the 20th of December, and we'll be gone for a couple weeks, and our first show
right after my birthday.
Yeah, January 8th will be our new season, so there y'all go.
My other
January
birthday.
8th.
No, I'm just playing. Just playing. Just
your other birthday. I was keeping my eyes like a certain person that doesn't know. They know I know what I know. I know. Be lit. That person will be here. I'll be excited because that's just to hear while the show, it's a day without a show is going on, it'd be even doper. But yeah. Wink. So yeah. Can't wait. A lot of great surprises coming up throughout this time, man. So yeah, man. And of course, I told all of you, everybody know T. For those who haven't been to the show before and reminding those who have. You know, or every Tuesday we do the Oh So Pet T segment. So, yeah. And then we're doing the short and sweet, another short and sweet show. And sometimes, like, these short and sweet shows keep me on my toes because it gives me no time to horse around. I got to get straight to it. You know, I love the challenge. And I know, like, let me go ahead and put this out there, too. I know the haters have been ready to run their mouth. Oh, because, you know, if you're on the free version of Blog Talk, you know, you go on these 30-minute shows. And so I know some people in their little hating feelings, like, oh, he must not have premium still. Yes, I do. Nice try. You got to wake up early morning to hate hard in that. But, yeah, because obviously if that was the case, then how did I extend the show to 45 minutes yesterday? Yeah, people think what you say. So that being said, with another short and sweet show, we're gonna jump into the next segment, which is I was talking about music ready. I was over there. I was stalling. I was thinking even, people. It's time for another edition of The Six. The Six, again, people, is where we name a topic. And then we give you a list of six things based on that topic. That sounds simple enough, doesn't it, T? So, yes. There y'all go. We're going to do an interesting one today. I'm going to do a very interesting one. As we getting ready, you know, getting closer and closer to the season. I'm going to put Nay on blast tomorrow. So, I'll do six topics tomorrow. Well, it'll be three. Well, it'll be a six and a half because that way I can ask, be a six. So we got as many certain questions. Okay, so. The six today is reasons we are thankful for each other. So, yes. Yeah, today's the six is a nice one, people. It's nice and warm. So, yes. So, this is me and T today. Me and T, for the six, we each will take turns saying nice things about each other or why we're thankful for each other. And so, pretty much that means we're both doing saying three nice things. All right, so starting with you, you wanted to go first, so I'll let you.
Yay,
is the reason you're thankful for me?
For giving me the opportunity to have my own show, you know. Have that
mm-hmm.
win. Mm-hmm. That was yeah. Having faith in me, you know, because I was never a radio host or nothing like that. So I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, like all the way down. Okay. All right. We're not going to cry.
Oh, not. It's too early in the list to be crying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna go with for my first one. So this is number two in the six, but you know, pretty much is one. It was three themes for each of us. Y'all catch the drift. I'm gonna have to say one of the reasons I think for you is your loyalty. Like your I have never had to question your loyalty, ever. And to me, that's golden, and I appreciate that. Like, it's people that say, "Oh, I'm loyal, I'm loyal," but you never had to. I always tell people who say that are gonna put that as a tattoo. They're the people I don't trust.
Right.
You never.
I never tell people.
Right. You just do it, and yeah, it might seem like. You know, some people might make it seem like, well, you know, I don't think people really realize you're not loyal to everybody.
Mm-mm.
So if a person has your loyalty, that means that they did a damn good job of earning it and maintaining the reason why I was earning in the first place. So I appreciate you for just always being loyal and I knowing what you're saying and vice versa.
Okay. Number two. Well, okay. I appreciate that, you know, the fact that, you know, me and a certain person had stopped talking. You didn't want, you know, carry conversations from here to there. And, you know how some people just be messy when everybody friends and one friend stop being friends with the next friend. You know.
You're right.
That goes back to, you know, loyalty. So yeah, I appreciate that.
Cause there's a crazy thing, even with that, I still like even if I went like the stuff I went back and forth with, which I think is why you're not counting that, the stuff I went back and forth with, so I wouldn't be sneaky about saying, oh, I wouldn't say like I literally whatever I said I told the other party that, hey, I was going to go tell this person. I didn't, like, do a surprise attack because I was at one time trying to mend the stuff, but some shit I learned first to hand. You can't mend shit. And I learned more and more as time went that person's not loyal, like, because they did the same shit to me. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I did to you. So... yeah, it just baffles me.
Right. Because the situation was just random. I didn't do anything to that person, so. Anyway.
I'm not a person like to take credit for people's career. I'm not that type of nigga, but I will say this, mm-hmm. that me and you, we play instrumental parts on pushing her.
Because nobody really knew who she was.
Hell, well, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't known about her. You gave her, you introduced her to get to on the platform to be able to speak, you know, to introduce yourself more. And yeah, it's like it was a shot in the face to both of us. This is my thing. I try not to let personal squabbles interrupt business, but when you fuck up on both, I mean, I can't do nothing for you.
Right.
So, yeah, it just It was a shot to the face when, you know, I was like, damn, like you doing it, you show this kind of ads, you show this kind of behavior towards everybody. That's fucked up.
Yeah, but you kind of stuck up for her sometimes, but.
Yeah. I did. I know. Like that shit was because I try to see good in both people, and I thought that you know by trying to be that person that was looking, you know, that was sticking in there, you know, that it would show her an influence of supporting her, but I see that's not the case.
Yeah, because I tried, and I didn't try to persuade you not to be friends with her. I just said. You'll find out on your own. Because everybody told me that's how she was. But, you know, I didn't believe that because I didn't want to go off of what people told me. But.
Yeah.
Look how true that came.
And I like to follow people's advice. And mm-hmm. you know, I like to follow people's advice. I'm not one of those people that's stubborn and goes, I'll figure out my own. I'm not that stubborn. But I felt like, my heart was tricked. I thought this person, there was a chance. Like, we could push this person. And, it's just effed up, man.
It was. Especially when we was, like, probably the most people that was helping her.
Yeah. I know we try to brush it off, but in the back of in the bottom of my heart, that shit hurts so bad. That shit hurts bad as hell, man.
But she really got the karma that came through her, though. Like, nobody really want to work with her because, you know, as I said, like, 2 weeks ago, somebody, a photographer told me that, like, 5 minutes of meeting photographer, she'd get naked. So.
Yeah, you can't just do news with everybody, but. Anyways,
we're not talking about news.
I mean, that's a thing, as a professional means of currency. You got to stop, like, people got to understand, like, man, can you lose it? I'm not saying, the thing is, especially if they're not trying to, especially if the subjects look like it's just whatever, like, come on, people. Anyways, mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to go to the next one. I'm drawing on this all day.
You ain't
got to
put out to be in a photo shoot. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So, next thing. Number four. Another reason why I'm thankful for you is, you know, I will say this. Like, I'm thankful for the fact of your perseverance. Like, when you took a break and all that, you were like, I don't know if I'm. I'm thankful for the fact that you didn't get that. You took my advice and you decided to get back onto the train and not give up and just go even harder. Like, you know, you were transitioning into a new role. Of becoming a mom, and instead of completely letting it defeat you, you took my advice and pushed yourself in going harder than you did before. So I'm thankful for the fact that you didn't give up. Like, you gave yourself another shot and realized that, you know, just because you're a mom doesn't mean you don't deserve to be happy and go out of the things the goals you were doing before. So. I'm thankful for the fact mm-hmm. I get to watch you just go harder than you did before.
Right. Okay. Well, what was number 5? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Take it back to what you said. Like, you know, you got your own magazine, and even though you didn't let that stop you, you transitioning to a photographer so that way you can do your own pictures for your own magazine. And the pictures are getting, well, I'm not saying they're bad, but they're like getting better. You can see that you're really into it and not just shooting like some people out here doing. But yeah, you can see that it's something that you really want to do. Thank you. I got it covered. Thank you. Yeah.
Alrighty.
But yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna sidewind you. You can see this. I'm gonna break for this one.
That one.
I'm gonna sidewind you. My number six. I would say this. You won't prepare for this one, but I'm going to say I'm thankful for the fact of, which I'm going to pull the curtain back a little. And you weren't doing it as a pity. It was good to know you weren't doing it as a pity thing. Like, y'all heard me talk about ex discussions and all that, and getting over that chapter. But it's like, I would say this, I was like down, completely down at dumps, but people like T who were saying nice things about me, and I say nice, not just, hey, you do a good job in your photography, like, you know, you look handsome and all that, all those little things like that, it's like, it's cool, man. Like, you know, you got to be like a guy. You got to be macho and tough and all this shit. But now, deep inside, man, behind the scenes, shit, we got shit going on, too. And
yep.
So we need that pick-me-up. And I'll say, it's great to know that she don't just be saying that, so this would be a charity case. You say, like, she's saying what
you
– that's one thing you do. You good at you good at trying to say what you want to say and not hold back. And I'll say that I'm thankful that, you know, T, my low key boo from the other side of the world. And I appreciate it. Like,
it's great
to see someone who's as beautiful as her and as loyal as her to say such nice things about me like that and really mean them and not just be saying it as a charity case type of thing. Like, a guy needs to hear that shit every now and then, so I appreciate it.
Oh.
And to all the fuck niggas out there that have had the chance or trying to jump in her inbox and y'all got a whole girl at the house, y'all wrong as hell, man. Y'all can't, like, I gotta speak y'all. Like, I can't be fucking over these good women, man. Like, bruh, just walk the fuck on. Worry about your situation at the fucking house and quit trying to talk to every goddamn body. If y'all wanna holler at people, holler at a bunch of people, y'all need to be fucking single and shut the hell up. Otherwise, worry about what you got at the house.
All right. I mean, you can have an open relationship, but hey, let that be between you and your partner.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. People be talking about they know. People open relationships are a joke because the thing is, a lot of times these open relationships, the other party don't know they in an open relationship.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what's crazy about that. But, yeah, y'all need to get sit the fuck on and worry about what y'all got at the goddamn house.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my reason I'm thankful and reason that T is thankful for each other. We will do the same to Nay tomorrow. Nay, you can... Nay will share why she's thankful for each of us. And then we'll share why we're thankful for her. So, yeah. That's why I call it. So, really, yeah, the six tomorrow will be a continuation, you know, because it'll be six times two. Because you got, Nay got to get three things out by each of us, and then Nay has to, they'll be able to say three things nice about Nay. So, yeah.
12.
So 12 altogether. But yeah, so there we go. All right, so we got about cinco minutos left, or menos, I should have said, as far as left in Spanish. One thing I'm tripping off is people be tripping off of how much Spanish I know. Like, today I was saying it, and I was, like, saying it with a nice-ass accent. I was like, nigga. I know a little Spanish. Don't be getting fooled around here, y'all. Especially when you in an area where, as we went to high school, where it was a huge majority of people who were Hispanic or some ilk. And so, yeah, between that and taking Spanish class and living in a state where it's a lot, you learn very quickly. And, so, and a lot of times that means you get to learn every day, if you really pay attention and not just being that asshole to say, y'all need to learn English, you'll learn something. So,
right.
Yeah. All right, so I guess it's time for the quick version of Oso Petit. All right, so who you got for Oso Petit?
I'm going to have to say this little, I don't know what she is, that was on Nate Status or whatever. She.
Oh, which one? Oh, let me go do some digging.
Well, she was coming at me about her nails or whatever. So, you know me, I stepped in. Not that she needed help, but it was just funny to me. So Nate posted a picture of her because she was like, chrome nails are old. And so Nate posted a picture of her. And she had colored contacts. Yeah. And I said, well, color contacts is old too, boo. She said, but I'm still going to wear them. I said, we don't care. Like, the fact that she commented, she said something. She was scoping on my page, and she had said something. And I was like, okay, that's old. Because she was like, your man is ugly. I said, okay, but you're ugly. So, what point are you trying to prove? Like, I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people who do that shit that they just being they feel ready to start shit. And I was, and it's funny, I was just talking to someone.
Yeah.
I was just talking to someone. Yes. I just found the post finally. I was talking to someone yesterday. I mean, today actually, and they were allowing I tell people and you. That's one thing you're doing a lot. You do like, I watch your transition. You don't really respond to negative shit. Like, you try to steer clear of it, and that's all I'm trying to tell this girl. Like, I don't like people. If you come to me and you ask somebody. Remember, I didn't give my advice. You asked for my advice. So you asked me, you know, especially you know how I am, and that's why you got to confide in me. I'm not going to sit there and just take your side. I'm going to give you the real deal on how to handle shit. And my thing is this. If a person tried to be negative on your page, guess what the hell you do? Ignore their ass. Because, yeah, block or, you know, especially my favorite, and they go doing sub posts about you, fuck them. Because well, you know what they want?
Yeah.
Because
you,
what they try doing
know,
is it's a trap.
And
said,
you
what?
Was like, you remember Justice did that? And you was like, y'all post going hand to hand. I wasn't even looking at her post. She was commenting to everything I said.
Yeah, that's what I was like. And that's why I told her. I told her, you cannot let people, like, man, you can't let people get to you. Because, you know, especially, I said, you trying to be more and more strong in your business. You can't, it's not even worth this shit. She was like, she was like really, a girl talking about fight. I was like, man, fuck the fight and shit. We too grown for this shit. Like, you got a birthday around the corner. Like, we got to grow the fuck up, man. Like, for the fighting motherfuckers. And, jeez, you know, getting mad and responding to people because they saying shit because they want to, yeah, just leave it alone. Like, isn't there a person sub-post about you? It's a trap, and all they trying to do is get you to comment so that they can, so as soon as you comment, they won. Because now, from that point, they're going to let you have it.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to say, I thought you were talking about what you're going to say she's going to fight me. I got to say, she tried to get me to fight somebody for her. It's like, I don't fight people battles.
Yeah, like, I'm sick of people doing it. Like, if you want to sub post, get the fuck out my page. Get the fuck out my page. I'm not the one. I don't have that kind of built-in energy to be arguing with people just so they can get their jollies off because they bored as hell and their life is miserable as fuck.
Exactly. Because that's why I was like, you was like, y'all replaying to each other? No, she's replaying to me. Because I had blocked her, so I couldn't see nothing she was saying. She could only see what I was saying.
Yeah, that's why I was like, man. Yeah, I did not even know that. That's why I was like, man, make sure I keep her afloat, annoying. And, yeah, I don't like people. Like, yeah, that was just annoying that she just happened to rock and be talking about something. But, yeah, that's mad annoying, man. That's why I do something I call don't press in. The don't press in method is, man, y'all, man, it's a lot of sasses that can, if I posted them mugs, ooh, we, World War III would start posting the post. I'll have to post. But I do something called do not press in, where I done typed all this shit out. I'm like, man, I'm going to post this shit. And then I ask myself, is it worth it? If it ain't worth posting, and
if it ain't worth it,
you know, so, yeah, don't worry, like, don't even fucking feed into the shit. And so, yeah, I started getting better about that. I was like, nah, I'm not gonna let nobody get me in my feelings of where I feel like I gotta start defending myself, like, you know, I mean, I had to sit there and argue, you know, had to over argue about shit.
Right.
So yeah.
People.
I'm thankful for being able to. Yeah, it's hard, man. It'd be hard. Sometimes it'd be hard as hell.
Because
people really, they really push you pushing your hand.
Yes, they do. I be trying so hard every day. I try so hard.
So that is another episode of Life in the Dust Live. Talk to Me Tuesday. And yeah, man. Before we roll out, remind you guys, if you ever want to see any of the shows, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SandyJ, CEDDY, letter J. It's also it can also be found at Dustfire Radio Network on iTunes, on TuneIn's app, or this site, of course, on the Stitcher Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, and of course, dustspot.com/dustspotradio. And you go there, you can see, again, y'all go to there, so walk y'all through how you go there, because I'm trying to get more people to check, you know, be able to go there and get our stuff easily when they listen to the show and get follow us and all that good stuff. So you go there, and I need to actually put the ones for the show itself too. I'm slipping on that, but on the page. So you go there, you know, you go to that page I gave y'all. Bam, I'm going to take you to Dustfire Radio Network's page on there. It's a nice little banner created on there to promote the show. You'll see, you'll know you're there because what you get there, you see my face, and you see Nay's face and T.T.'s face at the top of the page, and tells you a little bit about the show, about the network. It has all this as the most. It has the 6 most recent episodes. Even has buttons to be able to go to those places to listen to the show I was talking about. And you can also click where it says host. Each host page shows a bio about each of us. And yeah, you can go there. You can follow us on our Facebook fan pages, our Instagrams, our Twitters, Snapchats, and of course, we even have our Dust Spot pages on there too. So yeah, you can check us out in all those places. And then the Wall of Fame even gives y'all some of the people who build the show before they are the celebrities in some sort. So, yeah, there you go. All right, we end the show. Remind you everything you do, no matter how you do it, no matter. Really show about you. I missed that all the way up. Remind you everything you do, no matter how you do. Oh my goodness, what is with me today? Ending the show, right? No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, where there's a J, or where there's a
T,
there is a way. Y'all tune in to an episode of Life at the Dust Live. I'll talk to me Tuesdays. And shoot, I'm coming with a slogan for Tuesdays. I did come on for Monday too, but Tuesdays, man. Slogan for Tuesdays. Talk to me. Don't be shy. Talk to me. You always want to add, want to be extra. Why you just can't do right? All right, what do you want to add to the front? What do you want to add to the Tuesday ending? T, you want to be petty? Okay. What we're gonna do on Talk to the Tuesdays now is don't be shy. Talk to me.
Yeah. Okay. I won't do it this time.
Oh, Lord. All right, y'all. We out. Peace.
Peace.